This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Where is the place you consider your home? Most likely it's where one feels the deepest longing when away. Let's explore a special psalm in the Bible in which the writer expresses his personal crisis of homesickness and learn how it can touch our souls in times of deepest longing for what our hearts love most.
So what is the value of going to church? Stay with us today and find out. We begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Merciful God and Father, it's good to be with you in worship today. We are in awe and wonder as we behold your beautiful creation. We are grateful for your grace that you've poured out upon us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our reading for today is taken from the book of Psalms, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord, God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, have you ever felt homesick? It's a common experience for many people. Perhaps you've had a childhood memory of being away at a camp or on a trip or even an overnighter at a friend's house when you just so longed to be back home with family and your own bed and familiar surroundings that you felt yourself feeling a little sick. You might have even called your parents and said, "Come and get me. I'm not feeling well." My little sister did that now and then when she was growing up. I remember when I went off to college. I got very homesick at that time in my life. I moved, you see, over 1,000 miles away from my familiar surroundings in the mountains of Montana to the fields of Iowa to attend Luther College. And I was so very homesick. There was no cell phones to be conveniently used those days as we have now, so I plugged many quarters into a payphone And when the quarters ran out, I'd call collect to home until my mom and dad finally said one day, "You're calling home too much. You've got to settle in there and quit calling so much." I remember I couldn't wait to get back home that first Christmas break. Now, as I'm older, I still get homesick now and then. When I'm off on a trip for a week or more without my wife, Julie, I find myself missing her so much and wanting to be with her. I'm homesick for her. And even when we travel together, I get a little homesick sometimes for my house, my select comfort bed, and my daily routines. I know some of you maybe have experienced homesickness in your lives. I visit with people who are living in nursing homes. They oftentimes speak with longing in their voices for their homes, where they raise their families. They're homesick. I'm talking about homesickness today because homesickness is written all over this psalm that I read earlier for you, Psalm 84. This songwriter has so much longing and yearning in his words that he's describing. He's homesick. And what's interesting is what he is homesick for. It's to go to church, to worship. He's telling God in this song that he can't wait to get to church. He's homesick to be in a place of worship. I know some of you who are homebound are familiar with this sense of homesickness for church. You miss the fellowship, the good feelings, the familiarity, the good memories of going to worship, the elements of worship. Let me assure you, God is with you right where you are this moment, and he knows your heart. And as you worship with me today, you're with him. Listen to the emotional description of the psalmist's homesickness. He says, first of all, "I really miss seeing the building." He said, "How lovely is your dwelling place? In my mind, it's just one of the most beautiful homes I can imagine." And he talks about his inner feelings. "My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord," the church. He said, "Lord, I'm just dying to be there." And then he says, "My heart and my flesh even cry out for the living God. Lord, I'm so homesick, I hurt emotionally and physically. I long to be there." He says, "I'm jealous as I think of the sparrow and the swallow that get to make their homes near the altar in your courts. I envy them. I'm envious of the happy worshipers who are blessed when they are singing your praises. I consider a day in your courts so much better than 1,000 elsewhere, no matter how good they may be. Nothing compares to being home at worship." This guy really has homesickness, doesn't he? He's saying here, "Boy, I miss church. I just got to get to worship." So why do you suppose is going to church for worship such a big deal to this guy and to so many other people? We find out in the song in verse 2. He says, "Because when I come to worship you, Lord, my heart and flesh cry out to be with you, the living God." When you come to worship, you're coming into the presence of the living God. That's a big deal. You are meeting with the great God of the universe. An encounter takes place. I would dare to call it a joyful homecoming. Let me explain why I say that. Have you ever heard the saying, "Home is where the heart is"? Many, many, many years ago, a fellow named Augustine, a great early Christian, said to God in one of his writings, God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. There you have it. God has placed a homing instinct deep in our hearts for Him, to be with Him. So coming to worship is coming home to rest with God. I'm reminded of a humorous story I heard years ago. A little boy was told by his Sunday school teacher, along with his classmates, to write a letter to God Sunday afternoon after being at church and bring it back and read it for the class the next weekend. This little boy wrote, "Dear God, we had a good time at church today. Wish you could have been there." Oh boy, little does he know God is there. When we come to worship in the Lord's house, He is present with us in a variety of ways. He inhabits the praises of His people. He's with us, filling every nook and cranny of the space that we are in as we praise Him, as we hear His word and He speaks to us, as we pray to Him, as we say the creed together, or maybe come to the Lord's Supper together. He is there with us. As I draw near to God, He's promised He will draw near to me. There I commune with Him. I'm given the privilege of being with Him, and He breathes His new life into my dry and thirsty soul. I'm reminded of a story that was told by Gerhard Frost, a Lutheran writer, in one of his devotional books. He said, "Yesterday," he writes, "as I walked down the airport ramp to board a plane, a family of four was in front of me, mother carrying the younger child and father holding the other by the hand. The older girl appeared to be about four, and her every step was a bounce. She radiated expectancy and joy. It was obvious that this was the day that had been talked about and planned for, and she couldn't wait. Her father looked down at her and asked, 'Where are we going?' 'To Grandma's,' she shouted, punctuating her words with a higher bounce than usual. She didn't say, 'To Bismarck or Billings,' but 'Grandma's.' As far as she was concerned, she was going to be with a person, and the place didn't matter at all. When we go to church to worship, we're going to be with our Heavenly Father, to be spend time with Him. That's all that matters." Our songwriter goes on to give us another reason why worship is such a big deal. He says, "Worship's a big deal because I get blessed as I'm blessing God." Did you catch in the reading where he talks about those who are blessed, which means happy? Happy are those who dwell in the house of the Lord. Happy are those who find their strength in God and journey to Zion for worship. Happy are those who trust in the Lord, who build their lives upon Him, spending time with Him, reaching out to Him in a variety of ways, including worship. You see, in worship, I am blessed with a reawakening, first of all, to who I am and who God is. I'm reminded that I'm not God, and thank God for that. What a mess this world would be in if I were God. And what a mess my life gets in when I start believing that I am like God. But I also learn how great my God is, and how much I need Him, and how much He cares for me. As a psalmist, for instance, it reminds us, He's my sun and my shield. In other words, sun was something for restoring and healing, as the symbol for that in the Old Testament. He's my restorer. The shield is for protection. He's my protector. He is the God who takes care of me, who is present for me, who builds me up and helps me to face these days that I walk in this world of mine. In worship, I'm blessed with that. In worship also, he goes on to say, God bestows gifts upon me. Favor and honor is what he calls them. A better translation of that, I'm told, is grace and glory instead of favor and honor. Now, I don't know what favor or grace and honor looked like for that songwriter, but I do know what it looks like for you and me. In worship, I'm again and again pointed to the cross and told, you are sinful, but you're loved. Jesus died for your sins and rose again so that you could be together with your Father who created you. You are forgiven in Christ. And nothing can separate you from God's love in Christ, not height, nor depths, nor sickness, nor suffering, not even death. And I'm reminded as I come into that presence in worship, someday that homesickness of mine will be taken away once and for all as God receives me into his eternal home, into eternal joy. C.S. Lewis, who was a wonderful writer from the past century, said in regard to the Psalms, he says, these poets, the psalmists, knew far less reason than we for loving God. They did not know that he offered them eternal joy, still less that he would die to win it for them. Yet they express a longing for God, for his mere presence, to spend time with him. My brothers and sisters in Christ, how much more do we have reason to love God and want to spend time with him after all he's given us? I came across a very moving and inspirational story a while back about a fellow named Christian Wyman and the blessing he got going to church. He said, I got the news that I was sick on the afternoon of my 39th birthday, Wyman writes. It took a bit of time, travel, and a series of wretched tests to get the specific diagnosis, but by then the main blow had been delivered, and that main blow is what matters. I have an incurable cancer in my blood. The disease is as rare as it is mysterious, killing some people quickly and sparing others for decades, afflicting some with all manner of miseries and disabilities, and leaving others relatively healthy until the end. Of all the doctors I've seen, not one has been willing to even venture a vague prognosis. Then one morning we found ourselves going to church, my wife and I. Found ourselves, that's exactly what it felt like. In both senses of the phrase, as if some impulse in each of us had finally been catalyzed into action so that we were casting aside the Sunday paper and moving toward the door with barely a word between us, and as if once inside the church we were discovering exactly where and who we were meant to be. The first service was excruciating for us in that it seemed to tear all wounds wide open, and it was profoundly comforting as well, in that it seemed to offer the only possible balm for us. So now I bow my head and try to pray mornings, because to feel once that presence of God like that is to feel his absence all the more acutely. I go to church on Sundays because faith is not a state of mind, but an action in the world, toward the world. How charged this 1 hour of the week has become for me, and how I cherish it. And that's why we have this worship service, to cure homesickness. Worship is for the homesick, for you and me. Because the truth is, every one of us needs to come home and spend time with the living God who's loved us through Jesus Christ. Every one of us needs this time to reconnect with the sunshine of his life-restoring grace and be touched once again by his love for us. So, weary, homesick pilgrim, let me welcome you home. And I invite you to keep coming to worship with us. And feel free to bring your friends, by the way, who need God every bit as much as you and I do. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for offering rest to these hearts of ours that are restless and homesick until they rest in you. Thank you for welcoming us into your presence and bestowing your favor and honor, your grace and glory upon these hungry and thirsty souls of ours. In the name of Jesus, we give this thanks, and we pray the prayer that he taught us together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to return home, to your church home, to spend time with God and his life-restoring grace. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will donations of our listening family. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift as part of your estate planning. If you would like more information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, feel free to call us toll-free at 1-888-693-2484. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders is celebrating 80 years of broadcast ministry in 2016. In honor of this milestone, we invite you to help us celebrate in worship on Sunday, July 10th at Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Services will be held at 8:30, 9:50, and 11:10 a.m. Christian Crusaders speaker Pastor Steve Kramer will lead the services. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We feel blessed that you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was our speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.